The jury in the trial of the man accused of murdering Grace Mullane has heard that he restricted the breathing of a woman he met on Tinder during sex. Three women who met the accused on the dating app have given evidence in the High Court in Auckland today, two of them by audio-visual link from a separate room. They detailed their interactions with the 27-year-old man who has name suppression, including their sexual encounters with him. Our reporter Sarah Robson is covering the case and filed this report. Please note the women's evidence has been revoiced to protect their identities. And just a warning, some of what they say may be distressing to some listeners.
One woman who cannot be named told the jury she first matched with the accused on the dating app Tinder in March last year. They met up for a drink, but nothing more happened until they started messaging again and agreed to meet up in Auckland CBD one late afternoon in early November. They ended up buying some alcohol and going back to his apartment where they talked for several hours.
Earlier he'd been talking about how much he loved me and like wanted to be with me and stuff. He walked over and he kissed me and then tried to lead me over to the bed, but I stayed sitting down.
The woman said she told the man she didn't want to have intercourse, but instead gave him oral sex. It was during this that the woman said the man sat down, putting his full weight on her face.
I couldn't breathe. He sat down so that he wasn't supporting any of his body weight, but he had grabbed my forearms as well, so I couldn't move my arms or breathe.
The woman told Crown Prosecutor Brian Dickey she was scared.
I was kicking violently. I was trying to move my arms, and he would have felt me fighting against his arms.
But the woman said he didn't move.
I was kicking around for about, I don't know, it felt like forever, but it was probably only 30, 40 seconds. But I managed to tilt my head to the left so I could get the tiniest little bit of air.
Increasingly terrified, the woman tried something else.
I decided maybe I would just try to lie completely still and limp, because then maybe he'd realise something was wrong. So I just lay there completely still, my arms just like flopping.
She said he still didn't move.
There were so many thoughts running through my mind, but it was more that this can't be the way that I die.
The woman said she started thinking about her family and her friends. She said she was scared and she didn't know what to do. She just wanted him to notice that she couldn't breathe. When he finally got off her, she said he asked her what was wrong. She told him she couldn't breathe and she said he turned to her and asked, "You don't think I did that on purpose, did you?" Through tears, she told the court she didn't know what to say.
I was still trying to catch my breath. I think I was just in disbelief and shock.
At times during the woman's evidence, Grace Mullane's mother, Gillian, shook her head and wept. Under cross-examination by defence lawyer Ron Mansfield, the woman said she kept messaging the man out of fear he knew too much about her life. Mr. Mansfield accused her of exaggerating her story once she knew the man was connected to Ms. Mullane's death. The woman told Mr. Mansfield he couldn't minimise her experience and she wasn't lying. Earlier, the court heard from another woman who met the accused for sex after matching with him on Tinder. While messaging each other, she told him she enjoyed rough sex and being choked. When they did meet at his apartment, she said the man did choke her a bit with one of his hands around her neck. She said her breath was restricted, but it was the right amount of pressure and it was consensual. A third woman told the court she had also matched with the accused on Tinder, but had never met up with him. She said she didn't feel comfortable meeting him after he told her he was sexually interested in feet, domination and strangulation. The trial continues. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson, aho.